Where are you going? Dinner. Are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
Nope. One knows what's up or down.
Exactly.
Or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything. Make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Well, it is a special day indeed, as I am joined now by the divine Miss T, our Lord and Savior, King of the Jews. Am I leaving anything out?
Brilliant, great.
Don't push it. Donald Trump, you have had a busy few days. G7 meetings, ongoing trade wars with China, bedbugs.
Fake news.
Let's see. You also sent out a controversial tweet saying that you are the king of Israel and told a group of reporters that you are the chosen one. How you doing? You okay?
The news about me is largely phony.
Mr. Not My President, you're acting quite bizarre. Ruling like a loon behind your Twitter avatar. Of all your recent antics, this latest one's a pearl. Now it seems you think you're God. Okay. Whatever, girl. Your crazy's on full display. Wish you'd just go away. Take a vacay, hun. I hear that Greenland's nice this time of year. Dreaming of walls while the stock market falls. And now you're shaming the Jews. You say you're the chosen one, and I know what you mean. Chosen by the Russian Kremlin in 2016. When will this maniacal messiah complex pass? I hereby order you to get your head out of your ass. And just keep selling us lies and attacking allies. Go on, you king of fake news.
It's fake news. It's disgusting fake news. I read a front page story in the Washington Post.
You're making no sense, bitch. Why are you still talking? It's making me nauseous. Everything you say is bullshit. Yes, everything's lies.
I don't think anybody's done more than me.
Close your mouth, and delete all your socials tonight.
The president has said he is the king of the Jews, the second coming of God, the chosen one.
He's not really interested in helping mankind. When it comes to Bible study, he's way behind. He can't walk on water or give sight to the blind. But he can change a falsehood to a fact with his mind. When they crucify him in the news, he starts tripping. And he kinda speaks in tongues when his dentures start slipping.
Jito Christ, he's like if Jesus were pumpkin spice. Jito Christ, stupid czar. That tangerine-colored commissar.
Wow! He prefers profanity to biblical psalms. But he can stop a hurricane with nuclear bombs.
Ooh.
He's praised by his disciples, though they've all been misled.
Somehow he brought Mitch McConnell back from the dead.
Ew.
He golfs on Sunday, so at church he's not in attendance. And he makes 25 seem like the Christmas of amendments. He calls himself the second coming, I would have done. But according to these porn stars, he could not even come once. Don't you get it wrong?
Don't you get it wrong?
Don't you get it wrong?
Give
him what he wants now. Don't get it wrong.
Cheeto Christ, Cheeto Christ. He's like if Jesus were pumpkin spice. Cheeto Christ, too bizarre. That tangerine colored.
I think I'm doing a great job.
Don't you get it wrong?
Cheeto Christ,
don't you get it wrong?
Cheeto Christ,
let me hear you sing now.
Sounds on his country when he's enticed.
Don't get it wrong.
Cheeto Christ, too bizarre. Who in the hell do you think you are?
God.
Clearly.
President's tweets this weekend focused on a Washington Post story that got under his skin. The story that so irked the president was about his squandered summer, an attack that one Trump ally said today is among the president's private concerns. The Post writing this, quote, the 2 months between Independence Day and Labor Day offered a fresh and vivid portrait of the president, as seen by Trump's critics, incompetent, indecisive, intolerant and ineffective, end quote. And while monitoring the storm was apparently designed to help erase that image, it seems to have done anything but.
Summer days drifting away to the summer nights.
Tell me more.
Since we left for vacation, the president canceled a trip to Poland to monitor Dorian from his golf course in Virginia, tweeted 514 times, tried to buy Greenland and threw a fit when they wouldn't sell it, suggested firing a nuclear missile at a hurricane, announced he would be suing people who work for him for violating confidentiality agreements, attacked Grace from Willa Grace, Deborah Messing, predicted Sean Spicer will do great on Dancing with the Stars, congratulated Poland on the anniversary of the Nazi invasion, fired his longtime assistant who reportedly got drunk and told journalists that Trump doesn't like to be photographed with his daughter Tiffany because he believes her to be overweight, and wished a happy birthday to Regis.
This is the summer for the president, and we started with July 4th, which was the big military parade, the fireworks, the tank, the big speech, the tribute to America and to Trump. And that turned out to be the pinnacle of the season, because from there he started attacking the four congresswomen of color, the squad, with that racist comment about go back to the countries that you're from. He attacked the city of Baltimore.
Oh, would anybody ever want to leave Baltimore? That's what I'm asking.
And Congressman Elijah Cummings, there was the El Paso shooting, the Dayton shooting, the trip to France where it was really whipsaw diplomacy, and Trump left our allies, America's allies, wondering about the state of American leadership. And, you know, the president's aides and advisors publicly trumpet a lot of victories and historic achievements for the summer, but privately they acknowledge that this was really a missed opportunity in a period of self-sabotage.
Hello, 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 hello. Tell me more, tell me more.
Trump's economy also began to falter with the markets ping-ponging based on the president's erratic behavior. What is sort of the thread that runs through this wasted summer? It would seem to be this erratic behavior spilling out into full view and not just being used to rail against his perceived enemies of the Justice Department, but really starting to unmoor the global economy.
Yeah, well, Nicole, if you just take the public comments from the president, his tweets, his statements to reporters, there's really no other way to describe it than erratic. The markets were in turmoil in late August, and what you saw from the president was, you know, yes, we're considering a payroll tax cut. Oh, wait, no, we're not. Oh, wait, yes, we are. Oh, wait, no, we're not. And it was just a back and forth where it was so unclear what the president really believed from a policy standpoint, what his administration was actually doing. And then you take into consideration the fact that the trade war with China is becoming more and more acrimonious. Trump has been talking about a deal being in the offing now for many months, and there isn't really a deal in the offing right now. Mm-hmm. And then he went abroad to France. And he couldn't sort of get his message straight when it came to China. He expressed those regrets, those second thoughts, and then he backed away from that. And it just left the markets and investors, as well as just everyday Americans and people around the world, wondering what is really going on here.
Tell me more, tell me more.
I think we spent a lot of the first 2 years wondering, is there nothing that's sacred? Clearly not. Is there nothing that sort of chills him to the bone and shushes him? Clearly not. I mean, the other thing that's clear is there's no circumstance in which that Twitter feed can be not even silenced. I wouldn't ask for that, but slowed. I mean, the tweets, and we didn't put them all up because we don't want to amplify all the lunacy. But, I mean, he is tweeting at an increased clip, which seems to signify from all of your great reporting, all Phil's great reporting, increased anxiety, which is what Phil's reporting on, Jonathan's reporting on, and close allies describe.
I was on your show 2 weeks ago when it was in the middle of Donald Trump's trip from visiting the hospital in Dayton, Ohio, and then going to El Paso. Mm-hmm. And on that day when he's meeting victims, survivors, family members who have lost loved ones, he's tweeting away about his political rivals.
It's attacking Joe Biden from the flight between Dayton
and
El Paso.
And it was a special low, and this is yet another special low, but it comes in the aftermath of his summer of racism, where he is just constantly playing the race card, dividing the country, attacking Elijah Cummings, gloating over Elijah Cummings' home being robbed, and then you're telling elected congresswomen to go back home.
The New York Times tried to make sense of Donald Trump's botched weekend as the storm chaser in chief this way. Quote, by 8 p.m. Monday, as Dorian turned toward Florida, Mr. Trump's boarded up Mar-a-Lago resort, the president had golfed twice and since Saturday morning pelted the American public with 122 tweets. Mr. Trump awaited landfall by assuming the role of meteorologist-in-chief, adding weatherman-style updates to a usual weekend routine of attacking his enemies, retweeting bits of praise, and critiquing the performance of his cable news allies. Adding to the feeling of a rudderless nation, instead of looking steeped in the details of the slow-moving storm or motivated to act in the wake of another mass shooting, it's hard to elicit a correction from the National Weather Service. But after Trump wrongly lumped Alabama in with a group of states that were in harm's way, officials there were forced to put out this statement. Quote, Alabama will not see any impacts from Dorian. We repeat, no impacts from Hurricane Dorian will be felt across Alabama. The system will remain too far east.
We love the people of Florida, and they went through something that I guess the likes of which we could really say nobody's ever seen before. They've never seen a category like this come in, because it came in really at a five.
It was a category five. I never even knew a category five existed, and they suffered greatly.
They say they've never seen winds like this anywhere. Got hit as a five, category five storm, which literally never happens.
The second one hit Puerto Rico as a Category 5. I don't believe anybody's ever seen that happen before.
It was like having hundreds of tornadoes, the winds. So we've never seen it. It actually touched down as a Category 5. People have never
seen anything like that.
And this has been a Category 5, which few people have ever even heard of.
A Category 5. Nobody's ever heard of a 5 hitting land.
I saw the devastating effects of that Category 5 hurricane. Category 5. Never heard about Category 5s before. Category 5 is big stuff.
I'm not sure that I've ever even heard of a Category 5. I knew it existed, and I've seen some Category 4s. You don't even see them that much. But a Category 5 is something that I don't know that I've ever even heard the term, other than I know it's there. That's the ultimate, and that's what we have, unfortunately.
Number five. Of course, the big story is Hurricane Dorian. It's currently a Category 2, but over the weekend, it grew to a Category 5 storm that has devastated the Bahamas. Now, the storm is hovering off the coast of the United States. No one is sure if it's going to make landfall or where. And by no one, I mean Donald Trump. Over the weekend, he pelted the American public with 122 tweets, including dozens of updates about the storm, mixed in with comments about the trade war with China, complaints about James Comey, and his annoyance with the actress Deborah Messing. Plus, his tweets weren't overburdened with accuracy. For instance, on Sunday, he tweeted, "In addition to Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama, will most likely be hit much harder than anticipated, looking like one of the largest hurricanes ever, already Category 5. Be careful, God bless everyone." Why the all caps? Does he think the storm drowns out his tweets? Well, it's really coming down out there. I want to put the cap locks on. Can you read me now?
The president also misstated the storm's possible trajectory.
Alabama could even be in for at least some very strong winds, and something more than that it could be. So for Alabama, just please be careful also.
While Hurricane Dorian was hitting the Bahamas, President Trump was hitting the links. On Monday, the president played golf at his Trump National Golf Club in Virginia. Aides say he did receive hourly briefings on the storm. We should remind you, President Trump had canceled a diplomatic trip to Poland sent to mark the 80th anniversary of the beginning of World War II in order, his aide said, to better monitor the storm.
So when it comes to hurricanes, President Trump doesn't remember the category. He doesn't know where they're going, and he's not even really paying attention. Luckily, he does have a way to stop them.
As Dorian churns, so are ideas about how to stop hurricanes in their tracks. Why? This report in Axios that President Trump suggested on multiple occasions that national security officials explore disrupting the storms by dropping a nuke right into the middle of them. Now, during a recent White House briefing, Axios quotes the president saying, I got it. Why don't we nuke them? They start forming off the coast of Africa. As they're moving across the Atlantic, we drop a bomb inside the eye of the hurricane and it disrupts it. Why can't we do that? Well, the briefer reportedly replied, we'll look into it.
Something tells me Trump hears the phrase, we'll look into it, about 50 times a day. He just says random shit.
What if Oreos had the cream on the outside and the cookie on the inside?
We'll look into it, sir. Now, as president, you should know that nuking a hurricane is a terrible idea. All right? Not only will it not stop the hurricane, but now you have nuclear fallout being spread by 200-mile-an-hour winds.
It's like putting Chernobyl on jet skis.
What have they done?
Can you see inside?
I don't have to. Look, that's graphite on the roof. The whole building's been blown open. The core's exposed.
I can't see how you can tell that from here.
Oh, for God's sakes. Look at that glow. That's radiation ionizing the air.
Well, if we can't see, we don't know. Get us directly over the building.
Boris,
don't use my name.
Directly over
the building.
We'll be dead within a week. Dead! Sir?
Get us over that building, or I'll have you shot.
If you fly directly over that core, I promise you by tomorrow morning, you'll be begging for that bullet.
Trump can never admit he was wrong about anything, so the next day he fired back.
I suggested yesterday at FEMA that, along with Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, even Alabama could possibly come into play, which was true. They made a big deal about this, dot, dot, dot. When in fact, under certain original scenarios, it was in fact correct that Alabama could have received some hurt. Okay? I'm not wrong because at one point, I was right. Under certain circumstances, it could have hit Alabama. I know this because I write weather fan fiction.
Of course, Donald Trump is trying to help the only way he knows, by being an old man yelling at wind. Today, in the Oval Office, our weather tracker in chief explained why Dorian has been so hard to forecast.
It's a very erratic, a very slow, very powerful hurricane.
Erratic, slow, powerful, and destructive. It's like looking in a mirror. But
Trump wasn't interested in where the storm is going to go. He wanted to talk more about where the storm was going to go.
That was the original chart, and you see it was going to hit not only Florida, but Georgia. It could have was going toward the Gulf. That was what was originally projected.
Why, you ask, did Trump show a map with an outdated projection of Dorian's path instead of one showing where the storm actually went? I'm glad I pretended you asked. Remember last 2 days how we got into a disagreement with the National Weather Service where he tweeted the storm was going to hit Alabama and they said, what? No. Well, take a closer look at Trump's outdated map from last Thursday morning. He used a Sharpie to extend the path into Alabama.
We had actually our original chart was that it was going to be hitting Florida directly. Maybe I could just see that, Kevin. It was going to be hitting directly, and that would have affected a lot of other states. But that was the original chart.
Okay, so twice he said that was the original chart. But let's zoom in. You can see someone drew a circle with what seems to be a Sharpie. So the original chart now includes Alabama. This was the real original chart, which did not include Alabama.
This is him announcing to the American people that he's got an update for the American public on the hurricane. And this is his update. This is him in the middle of a large hurricane bearing down on the United States, holding up a doctored map that, for whatever reason, conveys false information about the track of that storm to us, the American people, who are currently in the midst of trying to figure out how best to prepare for that storm's impact. The president's giving the country false information about where the storm might be heading. For the record, it's also a crime for a president or anyone to falsify a weather forecast.
Title 18, U.S. Code 2074, which says it's illegal to knowingly falsely represent a forecast or warning issued by the Weather Bureau.
Like, say, a hurricane tracking map, like he did today when he held up this doctored map in the Oval Office.
Let's just go show you the maps. Okay, so he sent the Alabama tweet out saying Alabama was at risk along with Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. So we can take the weather map and we can show that morning that he sent the tweet about 4 hours before it out. This was the official forecast. So most people in a position of power would wake up, see this, and, you know, pretty obvious, right? But maybe he didn't see it at 5 a.m. in the morning. You know, right. Maybe he missed it. So after we went through all this nonsense that you just said today, the president tweeted out this map saying that this was his proof of why Alabama was in the cone. All those squiggly lines are our computer models, and you look at it, you go, ah, he's got us. Look, even some go to Louisiana.
A couple of those lines.
Even Louisiana and Mississippi. Well, you know, if that's the case, I don't know why he left Louisiana and Mississippi off Alabama. So then I was like, well, let's take a closer look at this. Oh, the date is August 28th. Wait, he tweeted that out on September 1st. This was 4 days before he sent the tweet out about Alabama. So I said, well, why would you pick 4 days before the tweet? You know, why would you pick a map?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, well, let's go see what those spaghetti lines looked like. This is on the Weather Nerds website. This is hours before the tweet, what the spaghetti lines looked like.
So it's the same kind of map.
Same kind of map.
But it's the day that he actually sent the Alabama
tweet. Yeah, hours before he did it. None of them in the Alabama. So he couldn't have sent that up saying that's the reason why. So let's, maybe he didn't see that. Let's go back 24 hours before he sent out the Alabama tweet. Still, none of the lines go in there.
Wow.
So if that is his proof, then he wants us to believe that for 4 days, canceling Poland and golfing, he didn't get any other weather maps showing it was going. So what's worse, trying to cover this up and keep going on it, or the fact that his argument saying that he, 4 days. We have people at National Hurricane Center for the last week have been working round-the-clock shifts watching the storm with the best scientific knowledge to help everyone out. They left their families on Labor Day weekend when the storm really started getting really nasty. And you know how many media inquiries they got today? Hey, will you guys comment on this? Will you comment on the president doing this? And what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to be non-political. They're not supposed to. They're just trying to give science. And then we got someone doodling on their maps that the emergency managers use for preparations and evacuations to save people's lives. I mean, I don't know.
Mr. President, you're going to weather jail.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.